Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.
You're listening to MoneyWeb at Midday.
President Trump's dramatic pause on reciprocal tariffs has provided, I guess, a temporary lifeline for many exporters around the world, including South Africa's 1.8 billion rand citrus industry. But it's a reprieve, let's make no mistake, not necessarily a rescue. The 90-day window, I think, gives South Africa's citrus exporters, particularly those in the Western Cape who rely heavily on the US market, maybe a narrow opportunity to recalibrate amidst this global trade shakeup. So I guess the question is, will U.S. consumers absorb higher prices, or will South African producers have to carry the cost? And beyond this brief pause, what strategy then should South Africa pursue in an increasingly unpredictable global trade environment? I'm in conversation now with Dr. Marlene Lowe, who's a senior economist at Absa Agribusiness. Marlene, a very warm welcome to you. So let's start with the basics. This 90-day delay, how significant is it, and how are you interpreting it? Is it relief, a delay, or a warning?
So it's definitely relief, I think, on two fronts. The first is that the citrus export season is imminent, although the volumes would only peak towards July and October. It provides us with a bit of a gap, just as you rightly mentioned, to recalibrate and to reassess what the impacts could be if it was reinstituted after the 90 days. I think all parties concerned, be it government or private sector, now gets the opportunity to fully assess what could be the opportunities and risks, and then also what is the alternatives that could arise if it was reinstituted after 90 days.
So as we speak right now, then, what do you see as, one, the risk, and two, the opportunities?
So the risk, I think, maybe rather obvious, but is that it's reinstituted after 90 days. We export the bulk of our volumes into the US from July to October. So if it was reinstituted in June, that would still have a very notable effect on our season. I think the opportunities is that we can now engage with the different stakeholders within the value chains to assess how agile are we in entering other jurisdictions, and also what would be the costs and opportunity costs associated with it.
But those other jurisdictions are never going to make up for the volume, surely, that we rely on as far as the United States is concerned.
No, definitely. But I think there could be a shift in where citrus is sourced from in terms of US procurement. So typically, the season or the marketing window that we export in, our competing exporters are Peru and Chile. And so if it became apparent that Peru and Chile are more competitive due to a 10% tariff instead of a 30% tariff that we face, Peru could potentially channel more volumes into the US, which could open up market space within the EU. But I think what is important to note is not all markets are created equal. Consumer preferences differ, packaging, size counts, etc. is all issues to consider when you're entering a specific market. And there, I think it might not be as easy as just to move volumes from one jurisdiction to the next.
But whichever way we look at it, the Western Cape specifically is the only region in this country with access to the U.S. citrus market. So whichever way we skin this over the next 90 days, the province remains exposed, and there would be surely dire local economic consequences if we become uncompetitive, as you've suggested.
100%. So I think the big story there over the longer term is really about market access. If you look at other market disruptions such as COVID and the war between Russia and the Ukraine, if we consider an example such as wine, those two events really caused us to lose market share into Russia, which we haven't yet regained. So I think that tells a story of, if you lose your shelf space, it takes years and years to rebuild that. And so it's really a case of weighing the options in terms of how long these tariffs could last. Is it worthwhile to take some temporary pain to retain market share, or should it be a case of diverting volumes and exploring new opportunities? And I think this is where the additional 90 days just gives us a chance to kind of catch our breath.
Marlene, on a broader canvas, though, the message from the United States seems to be that trade agreements are becoming more politically driven than rules-based. So how should the South African agriculture sector more widely be responding to the shift in global trade norms? It's not just about the citrus industry.
Precisely correct. I think government, organized agriculture, and even private sector stakeholders would do well in investing in capacity to understand the technicalities around trade. So be it market dynamics or the technical trade law issues in question, or even scientific considerations that pertains to animal or plant disease. I think to date that capacity has not been where it should have been, and we can even expand on that from where we are at the moment, just to make sure that we are in a position to negotiate bilaterally. As you've rightly mentioned, it seems that those type of negotiations would be the way forward, and not the rule-based system as governed by the WTO.
And just finally, I think you're also going to suggest that we need to become a little bit smarter as a sector. You say in this report that understanding law, economics and science in trade is now going to become more essential. So what kind of capacity building or institutional support do you think the agri-sector urgently needs? Because patently you're suggesting that there are deficiencies there.
Well, maybe not deficiencies, maybe a bit of a case where we are working in silos and we are driving specific trade access one by one. I think over the last couple of years, we've seen great collaboration between the government and organized agriculture. But I think that can go even further to include broader stakeholders to the agricultural sector, be it financiers or insurers, to really create the financial capacity to get the resources that we require to fully understand the implications of the trade terms that we enter into.
Thank you very much indeed for that assessment. That's Dr. Marlene Lowe, Senior Economist at ABSA Agribusiness. Appreciate your time.
Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.